Hello, it's another episode of Days with Leah. I'm Aliyah Ozin, the host of the podcast, which promises you the three goals. Hope you remember them. Be informed, be entertained, and be educated. This week was just summer, seriously. I was just so off. Just had to keep checking the memes to keep my mind active, and also did a little crochet. Well, that's the new hobby I learned during this long holiday, and I'm really, really in love with it. I love everything about crochet, the beautiful yarn, hooks and all. And crochet is one inexpensive business. I actually look forward to the day I start my own brand. Maybe next year, maybe. Well, I don't know for now. Let's leave that for now. Tell me, how have you been? If not so good, just believe you are doing your best and it will pay off one day. Don't try giving up. Acne is what I'll be discussing today with you, and also the aura that accompanies this theme. Acne is a skin condition with pimples being one of its symptoms, because I do like to clarify the difference between the two. And these pimples are mostly red and angry looking. Other symptoms of acne are blackheads and whiteheads, those small dots on the face and chin, usually mistaken for rashes. Alright, I'm not discussing the signs of acne with you today. The main point of this episode is all about what acne does to self-image and self-esteem of most people. Oh, I had a terrible experience with acne, which began to appear on my face as early as 9 years old, just before I entered secondary school. And after entering secondary school, the 6 years were part reading, part dealing with acne, and part having a degrading self-image. Like, it was really, really terrible. I said the way people would say, "What happened to your face? What the hell did you think happened to my face?" When they say, "God will never let my face look like this, my face must be fresh." I kept thinking, were they trying to make me feel bad or make me happy with those unnecessary statements? I have an oily skin and I can't even control it. And it was even genetic. Even teachers would call me then and ask, "What cream are you using for your face now?" And they start recommending different types of facial creams. Some I used caused more acne and face inflammation, or better still, my face became fair compared to my dark complexion. The acne was all over my face and the angry red pimples were always huge. One event I really want to wash off my mind was when I was on a queue trying to submit some notes. This has been so long, but the way these things stay on the mind and make you feel so bad whenever you remember them is so annoying. It was then my turn to submit, and my so-concerned teacher had to ask. When she saw my face, especially my forehead covered in love buttons, you know, then we'll call people's love buttons. Maybe it was kind of an euphemism for it. I didn't even get to answer. She just asked, "Do you have skin infection?" Come on, not the front of the class. I don't remember what I later said, but I remembered feeling bad that day, because why wouldn't you know it was acne? It was horrible. I hated taking pictures then, and I just hated getting my face out in the public. I felt I was irritating people with my face, and the acne held on tightly like stubborn rashes. I used a lot of facial creams and I got a lot of results, most of them horrible. I didn't want to share anything connected to the face with anybody because of them saying I might transfer acne to them, which is so impossible. It's not a contagious disease. What my mom kept saying then was, "It's because you're in your teens, it will go." That didn't make me feel any better because I heard about adult acne too. And why was it supposed to happen in my teenage years, when it was that period I should get to know myself, low self-esteem, self-hatred, swallowed it all up. Then I decided to fight acne the moment I finished secondary school. My sister then recommended some antibiotics for me. God knows I ate drugs. I had to force myself. But God's so good, they disappeared. But those whiteheads remained. Now I get occasional pimples, but they weren't as worse as before. And the spot it left behind, they have been fading. I'm still trying to get rid of the whiteheads on my nose. And I do some form of facials once in a while. But it has been a hell of a period. Acne is one terrible skin condition, and some people are just so careless with the way they speak. You saying you were just joking when you made fun of me just because I have acne is totally unacceptable. You know what I'm going through with this? Your unguarded statements may be the cause of someone's depression and self-hatred. If people have nothing to say or contribute to how the acne can disappear, they will have to keep their opinions to themselves. I mean, must you talk? Must you compare your faces? You know, acne has a way of making people less confident about themselves. It affects in all ramifications, socially, psychologically, and all. It doesn't matter how mild or severe it is. Even if I have just one pimple in the middle of my forehead, I get uncomfortable because it's so, so noticeable on my face. Some people get so embarrassed and they avoid going out. Then I hated taking pictures, even with my family. But something I learned during my acting field days was the fact that it wasn't my fault I developed it. It wasn't like I wasn't washing my face or I was eating too much greasy food. I got to a point whereby I left it alone and moved on with my life. That should probably be in my senior class. I stopped caring about what people said about the acne, but not completely though. Well, I got better than before. So I just wanted to know that if you are being affected by this monster called acne, don't feel bad. Just find the best way to ignore what people say. Erase any depressing thoughts by going out with people you know you can trust, not to talk about the acne, or doing your hobbies. And if you know it's getting to an unbearable point and you've already consulted a dermatologist, try leaving it alone and try as much as possible not to make it dominate your thinking. It will get better. And one thing I even hated then was people giving me sympathetic looks. If people give you these looks, just brush it off and you can even say, it will soon get better. That's you reassuring yourself that acne would not control how you live. And those without acne, let's be cautious with how we address our friend's skin condition. It's acne, not leprosy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daisylia. I hope you all learned one or two things. Acne mustn't rule our world no matter what, because if we give it its way, a lot of damage can be done to our own body and mind. I really love to hear your opinions on this topic by sending in your voice messages through the Anchor link or subscribing and commenting through the Breaker link. One more Friday to go before December ends. Way, 2020 don't end now. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine because I'm going to a wedding party tomorrow. Thank you. Stay safe. Bye-bye.